Hello. Oh, well, it's Thursday the 28th of March 2024. Is It News, second segment of the week, where we just run through the papers. And for anyone that's not listened to this before, it's total nonsense. The only reason I do it, well, there's two reasons why I do it. Firstly, it's because I just want to put out more content. Well, me and Toby want to put out more content because that helps our rankings. I think the better the ranking, the more maybe our podcast will be promoted. That's the first thing, most importantly. Secondly, it's just interesting to look at what's in the newspapers because you can just see there's nothing to report, which is why they'll go and camp out at a fucking bridge in America where a boat crashed into it, and they'll camp out for days because there's nothing else to report. Like, they struggle to fill the paper up with any information that is of any interest to anyone. It's just like, it's just random stuff that no one's interested in. It's like, oh yeah, have you got the newspaper? Oh, have you read about the chief commissioning whatever person of the police, the lady? Oh, she's in a spat with a man called Brian. It's so boring, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to do it. I've got the Sydney Morning Herald. I've just taken off the front Harvey Norman front page advertisement, and I'm left with the actual front page. I'm going to race through it as quickly as I can because Toby's going to be here in about 30 minutes, and that means the dog will bark. So I'm going to rattle through this really quickly. That's my hydrogen water bottle beeping at me, say it's ready for me to drink. I'm going to have some right now. Just wait. I can taste the hydrogen. Right, here we go. Big letters, big font at the top. Sydney Morning Herald. Border bill shambles. I can see that this is going to be a two-paragrapher for me. I'm going to do this as quickly as I can. The humiliating defeat of the Albanese government's latest deportation laws in the Senate has forced Labour into a standoff with the coalition over border protection, weeks away from a high court challenge that could trigger the release of dozens more detainees. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill was twice yesterday pursued by cameras in federal parliament after repeatedly ducking questions about why she wanted to rush through parliament, sweeping new powers to jail detainees, fighting deportation, block foreign visitors from countries that will not take citizens back. It's boring, isn't it? I'll read one more paragraph, and if it hasn't caught me by then, I'm not interested. Earlier, the coalition united with the Greens and other crossbenchers, including One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson and United Australia Party's Ralph Babbitt, to defer the bill introduced to the House on Tuesday to a Senate inquiry, defeating Labour's attempt to ram it through in less than 2 days. Inquiry is due to report back on May the 7th, 1 week. There's nothing to that story. That's three paragraphs, doesn't tell me anything. Arrogance leaves ALP appearing isolated. Labour deserved to lose its inflammatory attempt to ram a new... No, not interested. Anti-doping body to look into AFL. So basically, an anti-doping body is going to look into illicit drug taking in the AFL. Great. Building boss to lead defects fix. The building commissioner, David Chandler, is taking personal control of a new arrangement that will force the developer of four apartment blocks in Sydney's north to repair structural defects in the foundation of the building. Don't need more than that paragraph. Biden vows to get crash bridge open. I would say that Biden has probably vowed to get the crash bridge open based on that heading. Do we need to read it? The US Coast Guard said it would suspend its efforts to find six of them. No, it's not news. It's not interesting. It's a bridge that fell down in America. Well, like, we got the news about it the other day. That's it. That's all we need to hear about it. Blackburns. Oh, there was footage of little explosions on the bridge. Now, presumably that's maybe electrical cables just sort of breaking and catching on fire and exploding, perhaps. But if it is a bit weird seeing little explosions on a metal bridge, go and have a look at the footage if you haven't seen it. Blackburns that escape should be referred... Oh, not Blackburns. I read it like that the first time I looked at it. It's Backburns. Not Blackburns, because I don't know what Blackburns are. I think they're like Blackburns. They're little rodents that live in tree holes. No, back burns that escape should be referred to a coroner. Basically, if there's back burning going on and the fire escapes and overtakes loads of land and people die, it should be referred to the coroner, apparently. I don't really know what that means. Laws to let children leave NDIS. The National Disability Insurance Agency will be able to remove children from the scheme if satisfied that early interventions have been successful. Under new powers, NDIS Minister Bill Shorten is seeking to reform the programme. An explanatory note attached to the legislation yesterday said the agency that runs the NDIS has no ability to check with families if the supports accessed by 70,000 children with developmental delays were working or were still necessary, nor if the child still needed early intervention. I mean, we just take our son, Exhibit A, we call him when we take him into the NDIS meetings, and they can just see how severely affected he is. But when you do an NDIS, when you apply for funding at the NDIS, you have to, you know, you have to reapply for funding. You have to do all these reports and get all of your service providers to do reports. And then they invite you in, but they don't invite you in with your child. You effectively would just go in and see like an area coordinator and sit down. Like me and my wife will sit down with documents. But we always take the boy with us, our son with us. I was going to say his name's Mac. We always take Mac with us because we want to show this is the human being that we're talking about here. It's not just a report on a piece of paper, but I don't think a lot of families do take their kids in there. Anyway, that's not very exciting for anyone who isn't on the NDIS. PM promised a better way on borders. He's doing it Howard's way. Labour deserved to lose its inflammatory attempt to ram a new law. I can't read it. Not reading it. Blocking of deportation bill humiliates government. Not interested. Multicultural leaders shocked by immigration proposals. Not interested. O'Neill grilled on exchange with Foster on key docs. Don't know what that means. Claire O'Neill has been repeatedly grilled in question time about whether she reduced Home Affairs Secretary Stephanie Foster to tears in a meeting after the department boss released details of ex-detainees' criminal records. This is quite interesting. The release of documents early on Monday, February the 12th, during a Senate estimates hearing triggered a huge political headache for the government and revealed for the first time that of the 149 former detainees released after the court ruling, 7 had previously been convicted of murder or attempted murder, 37 of sexual offences, and 72 of assault and violent offending, kidnapping and armed robbery. That's mad, isn't it? That of the 149 former detainees released after the court ruling, all of that, 7 had previously been convicted of murder or attempted murder, 37 of sexual offences, 72 of kidnapping, armed robbery and violent offending. That's wild, that. Oh, building boss personally oversees fix. Already said about that, David Chandler. It was boring on the first page. I'm not going to read any more of it on the 10th page. Oh, this is a little article about a lady called Bella Raffai, who says has won the best lottery in Sydney. The 22-year-old nurse said it's even better than hitting the jackpot. Last week, Raffai won a ticket out of the housing crisis when her name was drawn out of a hat. She was one of 54 applicants to secure a small home ranging from 22 square metres to 35 square metres at 20% below market rent in the Nightingale Marrickville mid-rise affordable housing development. 22 square metres is crazy. That is 22 square metres is 6. Well, all right, at best, 22 to 35 square metres at best is 6 steps. By 6 steps. That's how big the house is. So I don't know whether you'd be thinking you've won the lottery there. Jesus, that's crazy. Stop the music. Splendor Festival cancelled. This was in the newspaper the other day. We know this, that the Splendor Festival was cancelled. It was cancelled, I would imagine, because it had Kylie Minogue, a 55-year-old crusty, that it was crusty in her day and is still, well, it's got to be super crusty. Ticket holders will be refunded. The lineup included Arcade Fire, Tash Sultana, Tones and I, Confidence Man, and Royal Otis. That's amazing. I used to put on, like, I'm not bigging up myself here. Me and a group of friends used to put on club nights back in London in the mid-90s. Really, they were good nights in one of the best clubs in London at the time. Our lineups were the top DJs of the moment, of the era, every single month when we put the nights on. Are those people top acts? Arcade Fire, Tashel Tunnel? What would I know? I don't know anything about current music anyways. Maybe they're amazing. Foreign influence laws set for reform. Landmark laws designed to limit foreign governments from meddling with Australian society have abjectly failed to meet their goals and need to be overhauled, a parliamentary committee has found. The foreign influence transparency scheme introduced by the Turnbull government in 2018 amid concerns about covert activity linked to the Chinese Communist Party requires individuals and entities to register activities undertaken in Australia on behalf of foreign principal for the purpose of political or government influence. But Turnbull last year said the laws had failed to deliver and were hoovering up a lot of information of marginal utility and being implemented. Oh, I'm not interested. So boring. Two-page spread on the bridge that collapsed. Not interested. Not interested. There's no more new. Unless it was done deliberately, there's nothing else to hear about that. Cooking without gas could spark $730 in savings. Sydney Siders could save $730 a year by switching from gas to electricity. That's it. That's all you need. The top paragraph. You don't need the other 35 paragraphs. Albanese's 1 billion solar plans punt. This is quite good, actually. This is newsworthy, I believe. A 1 billion fund to grow Australia's nascent solar panel industry will be launched by today by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who says the nation's manufacturing sector can be revived by tapping into a renewable energy boom. Albanese will announce the Solar Sunshot program at the site of the recently retired Little Coal plant in New South Wales Hunter Valley, signalling the clash over energy policy with the federal opposition that has flagged plans to convert up to 6 cultures. We have every metal and critical mineral necessary to be a central player in the net zero transformation and a proven track record as a reliable energy producer and exporter. So, yeah, I think they should. I'm looking into solar at the moment, actually. Want to go completely off-grid as much as we can. Our power bill, roughly every quarter, is about between $1,500 and $1,700 a quarter. And I could pay off finance on a massive solar system for that, and probably within 5 years would never pay another electricity bill. So we're going to be doing that. So I'm looking at panels, inverters, batteries and everything at the moment. Judges seek clarity before ruling on Assange extradition appeal. London. A British court has asked the US government for assurances that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange would be offered constitutional protections granted to American citizens and would not face the death penalty before it rules on whether he can appeal against his extradition. It's mad, isn't it? Like, that he would not face the death penalty. Julian Assange could face the death penalty for exposing corruption and torture within the US government and military. It's mad, isn't it? What a world that we live in. Fucking hell. Wannabe serial killer jail for 39 years. Basically a guy who was semi-homeless, sort of smashed another homeless guy over the head and killed him. And also killed a guy in prison. He's got 39 years. That's hardly news. Tyrrell Foster parents struggling under police scrutiny. It's something about the William Tyrrell. I think the sort of investigation is maybe... Investigators who came to believe that William's foster mother dumped his body in nearby bushland after his accident were turning the screws. They were put before fearsome crimes. Is this just a look back in the past? The cover in 2020 once was like, I can't be bothered to read it. Not reading it, just turning the page. This is the dullest one yet that I've done. Living standards under threat from stagnating competition. Borrowers would be offered mortgages that track official interest rates. Travellers compensated for late flights and small businesses given a better chance of winning government contracts under plans for a wide-ranging review that warns all Australians living standards will fall without more competition. The bipartisan report from the House of Representatives Economics Committee also says the competition watchdog should be informed of substantial mergers The bipartisan report from the House of Representatives Economics Committee also says the competition watchdog should be informed of substantial mergers, backs a full investigation into businesses' use of non-compete clauses, and argues that banks should be required to tell customers when they are about to lose bonus interest on their deposits. That is one sentence. That is one sentence. I'm going to read you this one sentence again. The bipartisan report from the House of Representatives Economics Committee also says the competition watchdog should be informed of substantial mergers, backs a full investigation into businesses' use of non-compete clauses, and argues that banks should be required to tell customers when they're about to lose bonus interest on the deposits. That's one sentence in a newspaper of people that are professionally writing. One of City's major drug crime gangs has been eradicated. The remnants of the high-profile Alameda crime gang have been unravelled in Australia, police say, following sweeping raids that led to the arrest of more than a dozen people, including notorious rapper Ali Ejuncho Yunes. He's so notorious, I've never heard of him. A 250 officer strong operation launched in Sydney's southwest at 3 a.m. yesterday targeted a major drug network. It followed the alleged shutdown of 26 drug run phones connected to more than 50,000 alleged users. Sydney has been home to a deadly drug war largely centered on two high profile names, the Alamedines, and the Hamzies, which New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner David Hudson alleged were behind many of the 20 killings linked to organised crime since 2020. Strike Force Wessex was launched last April after police allegedly discovered a major dialer-dealer drug network while investigating four gangland murders. They included the brazen killing of 39-year-old Omar Zahid, gunned down in an Auburn gym in May 22. His brother and Comanchero boss Tarek survived up to 10 bullet wounds in the same attack. As police cracked down on the alleged dangerous underworld of the Alameda crew, many members fled to Lebanon. I just reckon let them get on with it. You're never going to stamp out drugs. I think, the CIA is big on probably drug trafficking, I would imagine. I think the governments, there's just as many crooked people in government as there are in gangs running the streets. Kennedy picks lawyer as his running mate. Robert F. Kennedy has chosen Nicole Shanahan to be his vice president. Shanahan, 38, the former wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin, is a California lawyer and philanthropist who has never had a da-da-da-da-da, and she's got an autistic son. Judge slaps gag order on Trump for hush money trial. Don't know what it is. If it's to do with Stormy Daniels, because there's a picture over there, I'm not interested. I'm not looking at it. I'm not interested. It's not news. Beijing's promises falling short. China's funding promises under its contentious Belt and Road Initiative are falling south. Fuck off, Dale, with your riding. China's funding promises under its contentious Belt and Road Initiative are falling short by close to $80 billion in Southeast Asia alone, according to a new report, as mega projects languish or fail entirely amid the global clean energy transition. Poor planning and... it's so boring, isn't it? It's so boring! I'm trying to do it with a bit of energy, but I can't because it's so boring. The dog's barking because he can hear me crying. It's all right, Zorro. I was just pretending to cry at the boring paper. Don't worry. There was a suicide bomber that rammed a vehicle into a convoy of Chinese engineers in Pakistan, and China has warned Chinese people in Pakistan to be careful. A whole internal bit of the paper dedicated to selling things. Time for PM to act like a leader. What does that mean? Recently, Anthony Albanese has been behaving less like a PM and more like a celebrity. Labour should be worried. The New Dawn... Now, I'm going to give it two paragraphs. The New Dawn that appeared to break last month when the Albanese government decided to modify the Stage 3 tax cuts turns out to have been false. Following a long period of drift during which it had allowed public confidence in its performance to crumble... the government seemed to be back in control of the political agenda, outflanking the coalition. Not interested. Forget sky-high migration. Our population battle starts here. I'm not reading it. fossil fuel revenue to tumble as prices ease. They're basically saying that, obviously, since the Russia-Ukraine war and the massive spike in fossil fuel prices, they're going to tumble. Great. There we go. China at risk of big manufacturing gamble backfiring. Where China is in trouble with its property market, sort of declining, it's amping up its manufacturing. That's what it's saying. And the report is, oh, is it a risk? Is it a risk? China is doing so much better than pretty much everyone else, isn't it? Let's be honest. Telstra lifts lid on unacceptable failures during 000 outage. Telstra chief executive Vicky Brady has revealed a series of cascading failures. Has revealed a series of cascading failures led to the 000 outage earlier this month that crippled emergency service communications across five states and left more than 100 Australians impacted, including one man who later passed away. Brady said yesterday that Telstra, they are possibly the worst company on earth, had completed a review into the 90-minute March 1 outage, finding that many factors were responsible, including issues with... Oh, I can't be bothered to read any more of it. Not reading any more of it. Senate inquiry lashes PwC over scandal. More about the scandal, the PwC tax advisory scandal. We let public down. So that's a continuation of the last page. I couldn't be bothered with then. Something about cocoa prices. Not interested. And Gogglebox is... Oh, 5 gigs that you shouldn't miss in April. Those are Leah, whoever that is... Oh, sorry, Leah Senior. It doesn't mean anything to me, but maybe it means something to other people. Incubus, I know who they are. Nick Cave, he's like a weird sort of... I don't know, is he like a weird sort of devil-y man? And the Floodlights. Oh, God, life is dull, isn't it? Gogglebox is on. Oh, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is on at 7:30. And then Gogglebox Australia, so that's good. That's the end of that paper. It's so shit. I'm so sorry that it's shit. I'm just giving you the headlines. That's all I'm doing. The Australian, 12 pages of utter nonsense. Yeah, 12 pages. I'm turning the air conditioning on because I'm getting sleepy. I wouldn't be surprised if people turn this off, actually, but I'm just going to carry on to the end. I'm going to stick at it. Basically, chilled. So there's Alice... Anarchy sparks nighttime lockdown. Basically, children under 18 are going to have a curfew. After more than 100 people rioted in Alice Springs and cornered one of the town's most popular pubs on Tuesday, which police say they did not have the resources to control. Chief Minister Eva Lawler will send 58 more officers to clear kids into homes or government facilities between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Miss Lawler, who faces an election in August and previously blamed youth crime on Australia's colonial history, said she was determined to get on top of the violence, and anyone under the age of 18 found in the central business district will be taken home or taken to a safe place. Great. Deportation law hits roadblock. That was about the deportation thing. ANZ chief warns rate cuts may be delayed. Interest rate cuts may be delayed until the first half of next year as the Reserve Bank waits to see the inflationary impact of imminent tax cuts, ANZ chief executive Shane Elliott says. Mr. Elliott told The Australian that tax cuts would be the equivalent of 2 rate reductions and would put a lot of money into people's pockets. It's not going to put a lot of money into anyone's pockets. PM flags a future that's made in Australia. That's about the solar panels. Coles to hoard cash amid Armaguard risk. Oh, this is really interesting for everyone over the Easter weekend. If at any point you were wondering about how Coles were going to get their money moved around with the issue with Armaguard, I mean, I've not heard of any issue with Armaguard, but apparently there is one. You'll be pleased to know that Coles will hoard cash over the Easter break in case Armaguard collapses with a rescue deal for the money provider in danger of faltering amid ongoing crisis talks. The supermarket giant confirmed it had restricted cash withdrawals in stores to $200, down from their earlier $400 limit, and pulled all its cash deliveries from Armaguard until April the 5th. The dramatic move was made over fears a rescue deal for Armaguard is teetering. I've not heard that there's any issue with the business Armaguard anyway. Why don't you tell us about that? Because you've not put that in the paper. Turning the page, nearly finished. Not interested in that heading. Marking 15 years of setting high expectations for real outcomes. Not interested. Critical steps in the event of Pacific War. Here we go. The federal government should underwrite war risk insurance for shippers and set out plans to charter commercial vessels in a conflict, according to a new report warning a US-China war would likely close Australia's vital trade routes through the Indonesian archipelago. In an analysis of the nation's shipping routes, the Australian... can it get more dull than this? In an analysis of the nation's shipping routes...
That's Toby. That is Toby. Here comes Tobias. He's coming down. He's coming down. I'm going to carry on reading. Tobias is coming. This is how professional we are. Tobias is coming in, and I'm finishing my special news thing, but we're nearly done. Come on in, Toby. We're just going through the last boring bits on here. See, look, Toby's just come in. This is how professional we are. There's no red light that says recording. We're just rolling like this. It's so boring. I've nearly fallen asleep, Toby.
We were rolling like Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit circa 2000, and I think that that's a good reference to make because that's when the truth was better told, as shit as it was.
Toby, you'd be really interested to know that the federal government might be underwriting war risk insurance for shippers and set out plans to charter commercial vessels in a conflict, according to a new report warning a US-China war would likely close Australia's vital trade routes through the Indonesian archipelago. I mean, isn't that brilliant?
It looks like the dieting plans we've had might work.
Gang fleeces 30,000 with Facebook ads. People have been scammed on fucking Facebook. This was quite good. Wacky surgery. There's a young lady called Noah who basically... Well, a clever surgeon, she had her leg amputated. It looks like sort of from the knee... Well, it looks like the knee was amputated. And the clever surgeon has said, I've got an idea. I want to attach your sort of shin and ankle and foot to the sort of stub of your leg, and your ankle can be your knee. I think that's clever, and that should be news. When a surgeon told Noah Ognall he wanted to try something wacky, he wasn't kidding. After removing Noah's leg tumour, surgeons rotated her foot and lower leg 180 degrees and attached it to her upper leg. Noah's ankle is now her knee joint, so she can move her foot in any direction to manoeuvre her new custom-made prosthetic leg with precision. It's really cool, but a little bit strange, the 12-year-old said. The surgery called a Van Ness rotationplasty took 13 hours at the Royal Children's Hospital in November. I can feel my entire foot, and I can feel most of my leg, and I can wiggle my toes, and I can move my foot around in any direction, Noah said. It is a girl, isn't it? It is a girl called Noah. I think it's a girl called Noah. Yeah, it says her. Good. The sheer ingenuity of the operation is not lost on Noah's mum, Delia. Okay, good. But that's good. That's quite a news-ish.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Heartbroken Splendour in the Grass cancelled for 2024. Who cares? Have you heard of any of these people? I've got to remember them off the top of my head. It's in that paper and I can't remember the names of them. Hang on, Toby, because Toby's kind of hip. Well, I don't know, maybe he's not hip.
My hip's a bit out right now.
Yeah, it is.
Nick Cave.
You've heard of all those. It was a thing about... This is really professional, the way that I'm delivering this news segment. Don't go anywhere. It was something about... Oh, hang on. We haven't finished yet. Just fucking be patient. We're nearly there. Wait. Just be patient. I'm getting through. Oh, I'm going back through the Sydney Morning Herald. Wait. Oh, if I can't find it in here, Toby, it's going to be very embarrassing. I've got people waiting. Oh, here. Okay, the lineup was Arcade Fire.
Yes, fantastic band from Canada. They're French-Canadian. They have a wonderful discography, although where around the campfire is they treat their roadies like dog shit.
Okay, Toby's heard of them. What about Tash Sultana?
Yes, Tash Sultana, she kind of emerged. She actually was the opening act for Nick Cave on one of his recent tours. Now, she... deserved the accolade she got. She kind of rode the wave of there's too many men in rock and roll. We need women there. Now, Tash Sultana, I think, is a sensational songwriter and one of the few who got there on the basis of her capabilities. But I do distinctly recall when I was living in Fremantle and running my own kind of spoken word poetry band at the time, I watched the shift happen where people suddenly went out of the way to say, look, if you were of an ethnic minority or you were a woman, you had to be boosted to the front of the line. It was called Femmes to the Front, one of these things. Now, Tash Sultana, I'm not saying emerged from there, but she was the one thing that gave that legitimacy because she was a genuinely good performer, and I do have a lot of time for that. But it just reminds me of a time when people started looking at identity rather than quality.
Yes, excellent. What about Tones and I?
Yes, but not too familiar with their discography.
Confidence Man?
Not at all.
And Royal Otis?
Wouldn't trust the Confidence Man, that's sure. And I like Otis Redding, that's about it.
Yeah, all right, so Toby did have a little bit of background story on all of those. Oh, man. Oh, Toby, I don't know if I can be bothered to even turn any more pages with this.
No, please keep reading. I love this.
Oh, God. No, it's just dull. Albanese Flags Future Made in Australia. We've done a little bit. It's just about fucking solar panels. How much do you want to go on about it? Mineral exports reveal energy shift. Nickel and lithium export. No, I can't read it because it's too boring. Nickel and lithium export earnings are on track to be slashed by almost half from a combined value of 25.1 billion to 13.7 billion amid plunging global prices, oversupply fueled by China, and the rapid slowdown in electric vehicle sales in the US and Europe. Wow! That's amazing. More about anger over the NDIS reform. Honour poll vow, say faith leaders. Not reading it, can't be bothered. Catholic school heads warn of covert lives. That's obviously something to do with the Catholic schools that still want to be able to say you can't be gay or have sex before marriage if you're going to work at our schools. But obviously that just means that people will just do it and won't tell them. Turning the page. After 5-year probe, IBAC drops a case against witnesses. Didn't even bother reading it. Don't know what it is. Don't know what it means. Not interested. Early polling. British opposed frontier killings is something. It says historian Henry Reynolds has told a hearing of Victorian Indigenous truth telling committee. Oh, I can't. I'm not reading it. Toby, I'm not reading it. It's just. It's nothing. It's
the
nothing worth looking at.
The committee was something that was worthwhile looking into because while I do, as we fully acknowledged in our part three interview with Dean Braun, it's important to acknowledge that it was a colonial expansion into Australia that led to genocide. It's also meant that the flip side of destroying our current culture is that they've essentially allowed anyone to come forward with any story to be regarded as a kind of university level authority. One of the individuals who escaped any form of vetting, and I admired some of what he did, was this guy Bruce Pascoe, whose book Dark
Emu. Dark Emu, yes. Who we mentioned, of course, last week. Well, we mentioned, yes, things. There we go, yes. Pascoe. Yeah.
They actually started teaching him at university within a couple of years of that book being published. Now, while I admire Pascoe's move to bring awareness to some of the sophistication of Indigenous technology, when actual archaeologists were deployed to investigate this, not only did they find that the guys had 33 changes of identity since the late 80s, so he's not Indigenous, but he's also an individual who's made a number of claims that are essentially not verifiable. My only issue is not that the money wasn't going to help Indigenous people. I think that's brilliant. My issue is this. The guy, along with another of these other groups who have been criticised by an Indigenous lawyer, Josephine Cashman, is part of the Super Seven who pushed The Voice. So infiltrators into the Indigenous community.
See, now that's interesting, Toby. I don't know why that fucking two paragraphs are there in the paper. See, that was interesting, yes. What you just said.
Yes.
What was it in the paper for?
Yes, exactly.
Why is it in the paper? Why is it in the paper? What's newsworthy about that? There's nothing newsworthy about that. It's just how to fill up 12 pages with stuff that's not relevant really to anyone. It's like, oh, a thing happened in the past that we're sort of talking about. But, it's on page fucking 7 of the newspaper. US rejects plea to halt Gaza food airdrops. The US rejects plea to halt Gaza food airdrops. Apparently, so the US will continue airdrops of aid to besieged Gaza despite pleas from Hamas to stop the practice after it said 18 people had died trying to reach food packages. Hamas demanded that Israel instead allow more aid trucks to enter the war-torn territory, which the UN has warned is on the brink of a man-made famine after almost 6 months of war. King set to attend church service on Easter Sunday. Couldn't care less.
Ishtar Sunday.
Yes, Ishtar. Ishtar. Isn't she like the goddess of fertility?
Babylonian goddess. Lots of orgies.
Kyiv Security Council chief sacked, not interested. Chinese workers killed in Pakistan suicide attack, covered it already. No early release for Captain America. An activist jailed for his part in anti-Beijing protests has become the first person to fall foul of Hong Kong's new national security law. Not interested, because that's Hong Kong. Are you interested in that in Hong Kong?
Smoke a bong in Hong Kong.
Right, that's it. Fuck it. Toby's here. We're gonna do some more interesting stuff than this, and then tonight we're talking to the Raelians. That's it. Bye.